Look, we have two sides of our business. One is supplying vehicles, employing employees, and all of our vehicles are wheelchair accessible. Down to the fact that the only vehicle you can license really is wheelchair accessible, it's a good side of the business. And we get into, and then we supply a dispatch operation then to agents. So 2022-21, we started to buy vehicles, employ drivers. 2022-23-24 was okay. And then just last year and the start of this year, the figures aren't adding up anymore. And that's not to blame our employees who are driving our own direct vehicles, and they're working extremely hard. But the vehicles are all getting a bit older, and just you're putting engines into them, you're putting clutches into them, and then you really would need to be replacing these vehicles. And there used to be a grant system, but we haven't received any wheelchair grants since 2024. So in that time, we kind of availed of EV grants to get us to help her out around the town. But due to the fact that some of the diesel engine vehicles have started to just give us a wee bit of trouble, we've been using the electric vehicles to try and fill a hole. And just they have their limitations at the minute due to the charging infrastructure and range and that. But so we applied this year again. Say the grant system was a lottery system, so you could only apply for one grant per person. So I got a couple of people to apply. Now, this is a countrywide scheme to help people buy wheelchair accessible vehicles, which are extremely, extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. The price now is just too hard to justify, and they're too hard to justify even with a grant. So we just have had a bad start to the year, and it was on my mind. And I, so the hope going forward is that we will get out of supplying vehicles. As they were stopping the investment, cutting down on the number of vehicles we have. We are hoping now maybe the best option would be that our own drivers would take them on and put them on the road themselves, or we could rent them out locally. The other option, which is not the ideal scenario, is to sell these vehicles down the country. Mm-hmm. I say there is a good business there, providing wheelchair accessible transport. It is demanding, mm-hmm. but I say the rewards are there. If the vehicle plays ball with you, and you can commit through this type of work. Mm-hmm. But say we're just finding it harder to keep vehicles on the road, get the drivers into these vehicles, and there's too many mornings you're lying awake at 3 and 4 in the morning, tossing and turning, and so we're hoping to maybe reduce this side of it and eventually maybe exit this side of it. But as I say, the hope would be that these vehicles could stay in Letterkenny or Donegal, but these drivers are going to need assistance from the government. Mm-hmm. Say some of these vehicles might, if they get 2 years out of them, they would owe them nothing. And after the 2 years, these drivers need support. Mm-hmm. And not to be a lottery system. We are doing approximately 100 runs in the week. Say if we could have got two grants to replace two of the older vehicles, that might have been a help. That we would have provided subsidised transport at €2 per journey, as you have to keep these vehicles on the road for 3 years in service, which is not a problem. But so all in all, we just took the decision. Last week we made shapes to try and sell these vehicles locally to other operators and then to our own drivers. And we're hoping maybe now that people within Letterkenny will pick them up, and or Donegal. And also, just around this morning, the traffic situation in this town is not making justifying paying wages to drivers a fair wage, paying for vehicles, trying to maintain vehicles and replace vehicles. So I say that's not helping as well. But look, there's, I could sit here for a couple of hours and discuss with all the issues, but yeah, we just want to keep it in regards to wheelchair accessible transport. See, we're still open for business. We're going to do our best to keep doing that level of service, but just be braced that these vehicles could not remain in service, and that are Kenny or Donegal, that they could be shipped to places like Dublin and Galway, where the demand is there for the vehicles. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the work, but the vehicles. So